Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now let me take you to the movies with our film critic, Ben McKechnie from Empire Magazine. Today we're looking at the action-packed sci-fi Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the romantic comedy Friends with Benefits, and a period drama, Jane Eyre, something for everybody there. Ben McKechnie, g'day.
Lee, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Ben. Now listen, first of all, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, it's actually a prequel to Planet of the Apes. Does it do a good job of explaining the backstory? I've got get lost in these, I must say.
Yeah, I think it does. It's a pretty good origin story, which have been very popular at the cinemas the last couple of years, but particularly superhero films usually get an origin story where everything began. But on this occasion, it's for the Planet of the Apes franchise. Do you remember the original film?
Yeah, sure. And a parable, really, about the inhumanity of man.
Yes, and also it was also an allegory for civil rights and all that kind of thing as well. Back in the sort of 60s, 70s. I think it helps if you've seen the original Planet of the Apes when you go into Rise of the Planet of the Apes. But saying that, and I'm really trying hard not to give spoilers away, but saying that, the title of the film strongly suggests where this film is headed. So for anyone who hasn't seen Planet of the Apes, they should be able to understand where Rise of the Planet of the Apes is heading. But in short, it's this film is about a scientist played by James Franco who's trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. He's testing this serum on monkeys. And as a result of that, one of the side effects of his testing is that some of the apes become almost like super apes, where they get a bit more intelligent, just a bit more skilled. They evolve, let's say. They evolve. And across the film, we see the evolution of one monkey in particular called Caesar. And then the film then is sort of charting Caesar's progress and also depicting the inhumanity of humans.
So has this kind of got the same sort of messages as the original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it does. It does, but I think it goes a little bit harder on just how scumbaggy like humans can be. And film this interestingly, this film, as opposed to the first Planet of the Apes, this film I think is very strongly on the side of the monkey. Like it really tries very hard. The tone of the film, the perspectives we get during the film are very much from the apes side of things, and also show often humans in a very negative light, particularly in the way that animals are tested on, the way they're treated, and how humans use their superiority in the food chain, how they use that to lord over those beneath them. And then what we see what happens in this film, the film is suggesting that what might happen is one day the animals will fight back.
Okay. Number two, Friends with Benefits. For those who haven't quite heard of the term, just explain the concept behind the phrase then, Ben. It's over to you,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. That's great. That's like going to a parent and saying, how are babies made?
Yes.
look, Friends with Benefits is a term now used for people that get into a sexual relationship and they're in it purely for the sex. So nothing else. They're just what the title suggests, friends with so quote-unquote benefits.
No emotional attachment.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. No emotional attachment. They're just in it for the physical aspect, pure and simple. Allegedly. And that's what this film is attempting to dive into. It stars Justin Timberlake, the pop star, and an actress called Mila Kunis. The two of them together have got fantastic chemistry. They're a really good pairing. And this film is actually very similar to one that was out a couple of months ago called No Strings Attached.
Yes.
That had Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher in it. And the premise was very, very similar. But this one, I think, sells the idea a bit stronger. And I'm not trying to advocate it. I'm just trying to say that on this occasion, they actually support the idea better than what the earlier film did, which is basically Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis, their characters, the way they enter this relationship and why they're doing it, and their perspective on it and how they think is actually going to operate, the way that's articulated on screen is more convincing, for want of a better word, more convincing than what No Strings Attached was like.
Does it show whether this Friends with Benefits actually works?
It does and it doesn't. So again, like Rise of the Planet of the Apes, without trying to give too much away, but again, if you've ever seen a romantic comedy ever, you should have a fair idea about where this film is headed, which actually could put it in a more positive light for some people. I'd imagine the majority of your listeners aren't going to want to go see this film, and there's nothing... I'm in no way trying to convince people that they should, because particularly in the first half, it's really focusing very strongly on this sexual relationship that has no... You know, obviously, marriage isn't involved, but there's no talk of anything deeper beyond the sex.
Okay,
When we get into that second half, there is more talk about relationships, and it does go more strongly towards monogamy towards the end of the film. So there is some redeeming aspects coming through more in the second half.
Okay, just quickly, finally, Jane Eyre roped in some notable British stars as they usually do for these period dramas.
Yeah, and also Australian actress Mia Wasikowska, who's been on the rise for a number of years now. She was in Alice in Wonderland last year. Now she's playing Jane Eyre in what must be like the 600,000th adaptation of Jane Eyre for screen. This thing has been, like, my goodness, there's been so many productions of Jane Eyre.
Yes.
You start questioning why. I think on this occasion they don't even bother trying to explain why they're doing it. They just are. And it's a really good, for me anyway, who is a guy who read the book at school but hasn't read it since, I thought the adaptation was strong. There's a lot of more modern techniques, particularly with the cinematography. The feel, the look of it is a lot more modern, but it's still set back. It's still definitely a period piece. It's still Jane Eyre. It hasn't been updated. It hasn't been brought into the modern day, which is great. But Mia Wasikowska and Michael Fassbender, who's playing Rochester in the film, the two of them together are terrific. And you also get people like Judi Dench turning up in the film as well, which for anyone who wants to see any British period piece ever, I think Judi Dench goes a long way to encouraging people to see it.
Too right.
So it's strong. It's solid. It'd be... People who are big fans of the book are going to be the ones that are really going to try to dissect it. What I found interesting about it, and reading more about Jane Eyre, is that apparently Jane Eyre is put forward as a Christian, quote unquote, Christian character and a Christian woman, and the decisions she makes in her relationships and the way she acts are apparently Christian. I'm not sure how much you know about this, but when I was watching it, I didn't necessarily think that when I was watching it, but now I reflect upon it and think, no, actually, she's quite virtuous, quite moral, quite ethical. So that probably stands to reason. So I think it'd be a good film to go into thinking, is Jane Eyre acting as a Christian? And it'd be it's a great film to watch through those eyes.
Leave that question hanging.
Yeah, exactly right. I think it'd be really good to go and say, is she doing what you think a Christian should do in the circumstances that she's in? And it's also a fantastic contrast with Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, too right.
For two films about relationships and how people approach, particularly the areas of sex, and also marriage and just longer-term relationships and why and who and how you choose a partner, all those kind of things. There is so much more substance in Jane Eyre than there is in Friends with Benefits.
Ben McKechnie, thanks so much as always for joining us.
That's all right, mate. Good. My pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.